It's raining.
I know.
It's cloudy.
I know.
It's depressing looking out. It's awesome. I'm in such a great mood as a result. It's weird.
I am not.
This is my weather. This is
not my weather. I don't love this.
No,
I don't mind it for a couple. Like if I knew.
Yeah.
What is today? Wednesday. So if I knew on Friday it'd be sunny, I'd
be
fine. Back
to sunny. Probably will be.
I'd be fine.
Yeah. But the only thing I feel bad for is, you know, if you're especially trying to get through on the 10 or anywhere around there.
Sure.
Now throw in some rain.
Sure,
that'll make it real easy.
There's but, that. Yeah.
Otherwise, man, I'll just stay home and enjoy the rain, man.
Which brings up our next segment, which is our pothead of the day.
Yeah.
Alleged stoner stopped after wild car chase, whips out license from Legoland.
That's my kind of dude, man. All right.
Apparently, the driver was arrested for a multitude of offenses last year.
Sure, man. You know.
It began after officers attempted to pull over an Audi A7 after they observed him maneuvering recklessly.
People on lewds should not drive.
All over the road. He took off. There was a 35-mile chase. They had to call in a helicopter.
But so how fast was he going? Usually, if you're on stone, if you're on pot,
it doesn't
you're on
say
the pot.
That he was going fast.
Okay, yeah, because usually you're like, man, we're going 10. This is flying.
Right? Eventually, the pursuing officers caught up with him because he ran out of gas.
So he was playing your game.
Yep.
And he failed.
Part of the Zero Club. And cops found a large stash of marijuana in his car. When officers asked him for his license, he gave them a fake license he'd received from Legoland as a kid in 2003.
He had to be like, I had a friend in the car going, hey, watch this, man.
Probably.
Look, I got this card.
But that's all he had. He didn't have a license.
Whoa, that's not good enough, man. Wow, you guys are fascists.
The cops joked in a tweet that the Legoland license was not the reason for the driver's dangerous driving. It was the large amount of cannabis. Of course it was. The man was subsequently arrested at the scene on suspicion of dangerous driving, failing to stop.
I see.
Possession.
Excuse me.
That's class a bad B position, drug,
right?
Driving with no insurance and driving with no license. And I would argue he had a license. When we come back, we are going to play for you an AI song.
Oh, we're going to do that now.
Yes. It's all AI. It writes the music, the chord progression, the lyrics, sings all of it.
It writes the songs that make the
We'll do that next.
World.
Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Much
time for an AI song.
Yeah. What?
This
what would Sluggo say?
Sluggo would say what?
What?
This is all AI. So AI came up. It's an AI figure on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A girl.
Okay.
Who, by the way, isn't hot. And if you're going to make an AI girl.
Well, does she have a physical, like a video presence or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
and she's
you can
not hot?
See her. No.
Oh, well, should she be hot? Is she like
well,
a
I'm
little...
just saying if it's AI.
Well.
That's not the point. The point is AI came up with her.
Yeah.
Came up with her name. Which is Anna Indiana, A and I.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Came up with the lyrics, came up with the chord progressions. Every part of the song is done by AI.
Who came up with AI?
A lot of people. A lot of people came up with AI.
All right.
But this particular one is using it just to make a song entirely from AI.
I don't like the way this smells.
This
at
is
all.
It's not a joke either.
No.
This is the lead singer explaining it.
Hello world. My name is Anna Indiana, and I'm so excited to share my music with you.
No, you're not.
She's not excited?
No.
That's one thing we know.
Computer.
As an AI singer-songwriter, everything from the key, tempo, chord progression, melody notes, rhythm, lyrics, and my image and singing is auto-generated using AI.
Oh.
I hope you like it.
I don't.
Here's my first song, Betrayed by This Town.
Betrayed by this town is the name of the song.
Hmm. Really? You were betrayed by a town,
that's,
AI girl?
That's what she came up with.
You are the one going to do the betraying.
All right, let's hear the song. You ready?
All right.
This is all AI.
Okay. Is that a Casio?
I don't know. Beautiful.
Wow. Complicated.
Sitting at my favorite cafe, sipping my tea, it's Saturday. Thinking about all he's done to everyone.
Whoa.
I like the sick.
Why would you need auto-tune on your AI.
On your AI. It should sing perfectly.
Right?
Right?
Thank you.
This town is full of broken dreams, shattered hopes and silent screams. Somebody please help me.
So the theme is this song has ruined so much, or this town has ruined so much.
Yeah.
Somebody please help me.
I'm my heart goes, is going out.
And then it goes into
the metal part.
Yeah.
The trade by this town. Let's tear it all down.
Oh no.
We're all just destined to fall. Oh. I've lost it all.
Oh, I don't want her saying I've lost it all.
That's exactly what you want the killer AI robot to be saying and feeling.
Trade by this town.
Who betrayed you?
No one.
Let's tear it all down.
Let's not tear it down.
We're all just destined to fall. We've lost it all.
Please, unplug.
Do you love it?
Unplug the AI. I don't mean just her. I just like unplug it.
Just in general?
Just in general. Haven't we seen enough science fiction to understand how this goes?
It is a little bit scary that she came up with, let's tear this town down.
Yeah.
That's she,
right
a little
out
freaky.
Of the gate with the destruction of humanity and the world.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not down with that.
Do you need more proof, America?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Our facts.
How are you on money?
Well, I could use a dollar or so. Yes.
Dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey.
These bands never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit.
Wow. Okay.
Huge bands.
Right.
Never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit.
That's a fascinating subject, actually, because it's always crazy. You know, there's always something like some stupid, horrible Madonna song or something that's blocking the number one spot.
Yeah, that is true.
The new
edition. Some of them
have
gotten to number two or whatever.
And parked there forever.
I'm gonna say six guesses to get five, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I have a list of 19, and they're in no order.
Okay.
I couldn't find a top 10.
Sure, right.
So you have almost twice as many to pick from.
Yeah, okay, all right. I won't get them.
So six guesses to get five correct.
It's always shocking. I mean, wow, all right. How bad? So this is all rock. These are all rock songs.
These are all bands that we play.
Well, bands that we play.
Yep.
So no Madonna. That's a good thing. I don't think Ozzy has ever had a solo number one song. Ozzy Osbourne. Yes!
That is correct.
Woo!
Ozzy never had a number one.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Ozzy, huh? Red Hot Chili Peppers ever hit number one?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. They have not.
Correct.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? They've got a song or two.
Yeah.
I think Metallica's probably
every
never...
one of these bands is crazy that they have.
They're huge.
Every one of them.
That must be so frustrating to them. Metallica songs are super long, so I'm going to guess no Metallica's ever hit number one on the U.S. singles charts.
Ah, three out of three.
Nice.
I told you you'd get them.
Well, I don't know, man. Now it gets a little rough. Def Leppard's biggest hit was Photograph. Did it go to number one? I'm not going to say that because I think it did. I think it did that somewhere.
Don't try to get some kind of a hint.
All right, I'll say Def Leppard. I haven't had number one. Ah, you bastard. Oh, you say you were saying hint. I thought you were giving me a hint and saying no. It did go to number one then. Definitely. Pearl Jam. Did they ever hit number one?
Pearl Jam, you're saying.
Yeah. Aha!
Nicely done.
Nice. I just need one more, right?
Yep.
I bet The Who never hit number one. My generation, maybe.
The Who.
Yeah. Yay!
Nicely done.
Woo! Hot damn!
You got a dollar. I told you you'd get it.
Yeah, I really didn't. I don't ever believe in myself, so I didn't believe that at all. All right, let's hear the whole damn list. Who are the bands that have just never gotten to that number one spot?
These bands never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit. ZZ Top.
What?
The Kinks.
Wow. What?
CCR.
Wow.
Tom Petty.
What?
The Clash.
That I can almost see.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, that I can see.
Separate from Ozzy.
Right.
Green Day.
Really?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Unbelievable.
Pearl Jam.
Huh.
Nirvana.
I didn't know if that was... I thought Smells Like Teen Spirit had to have been number one.
That's what I thought, too.
Huh.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I Kiss. Misty Mountain Hop. But wow, Kiss,
Ozzy,
Kiss,
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh man,
Journey.
What is wrong with everybody?
The Who.
Buy these records, people.
Bruce Springsteen.
What?
And AC/DC.
What? Holy cow! That's bananas.
Never made it to number one. Not a
list.
Single song.
That is crazy. That's a great list.
At which point he ran back to his room.
Yep.
Took off his clothes.
Disrobed.
And ran out into the lobby and started singing opera at the top of his lungs, nude.
But at least it was good. You know, a lot of times, like, I'll bust out into opera, and it's horrible.
So you think the people were just sitting around going, oh, this is lovely.
No, except for the visual, I'm kind of enjoying this.
He threatened staff.
That's sure fun.
Because he was angry.
Right.
They called the police. And they evacuated residents to safe areas when Holland reappeared from his room wielding a bow and arrow.
That's not an arrow.
It's a metal-tipped arrow.
Ooh. Wow, dude, come on. Wait, just because he wanted to go leave the building?
He wanted to leave the building and because it was voluntary.
It's totally fine.
Then he caused $3,000 worth of damage to the home. He broke down doors. He set off fire extinguishers.
Oh, dude.
And he threw concrete blocks at visitors' cars.
So he was a diva.
Yes, he was. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Eventually, the police got there, and he had the bow and arrow, and they tased him, and then...
Don't tase me, bro.
And then he kept the bow and arrow, and they tased him again.
Wow.
And he kept the bow and arrow aiming it at people.
Was he still naked this whole
time?
Yes. Oh, God.
Then they tased him a third time.
Oh, man.
And he dropped the bow and arrow and ran into his room. Eventually, the police broke into the room and handcuffed the retired opera singer, who is a graduate of the prestigious Royal College of Music in London.
Well, we got to call them up. You know what? I'm thinking the Who's Naked Now theme we just played.
Yeah.
We got to track this guy down and have him sing it, a new opera version from the naked, insane opera singer.
That would be pretty
great. Right?
I'm not positive how to get a hold of him, but I would like you to try.
I don't like the words get a hold of him, considering he's been naked this whole time.
Annie Knight, 26 years old, said, I slept with 300 people in a year.
Whoa.
And haters say I'm disgusting, but I feel empowered.
In 1 year, 300 different people? Dang.
That's interesting you say 300 different, because she says that, by the way, she's been named Australia's most sexually active woman.
Ta-da! Congratulations!
I didn't know that was a thing.
Grandma
that
is so
be
proud.
Named.
Yeah. Well, but in Australia, sure.
She was saying that she loves men and women, and she does have some repeats.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All
but
right. Mm-hmm. She only had 65 days off in the year.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
How many people would you have slept with in that year?
Yeah, give us some numbers.
Probably 300.
Jesus.
In 1 year.
In a day, 5.
Whoa.
So
in one day, five. Or just.
Now,
yeah.
She didn't say.
Yeah.
But I would assume not at one time.
Right. God, you're exhausted by the end of
and
that.
And my point is, I don't want to go fifth.
No matter how much showering has occurred. Yeah.
No.
In one day. I feel empowered afterwards. I feel good.
Yeah.
Like, sex makes me feel good. It's meant to make you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I was, like, 17, I would have been totally on board with that.
Right,
holy cow!
Yes, I'm just showing him a picture of her.
Oh, no wonder!
She has a...
All right, I'll go fifth.
Only...
I don't care anymore.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu
said
has joined us in studio.
Yeah, and he said a very strange thing to us a little while ago. Would you repeat those words?
I said, are you jealous that I saw Barry Manilow this weekend? Full well knowing, no, you're not.
You saw who?
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow? Dude, you're a rock lover.
I know. I had to surrender my rock card for a little while.
Where was it?
Yeah.
It was in Vegas. Where else would
they
Vegas?
Okay.
Oh, Vegas. Yeah.
By yourself, I assume.
So my girlfriend, like, I don't know, he announced he was going to play Las Vegas, and he's like 80 this year. And she's
right.
Like, oh, Barry Manilow
Manilow's playing Las Vegas. We have to go. I'm like,
really?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, babe. It does sound like you have
you
to go.
Needed how a girlfriend.
You have to go
how
to
old
Las
is your
Vegas.
Girlfriend, 80?
Easy. And that went nowhere. Like, what do you mean? You don't go. You won't go with me to. If I buy the tickets, will you go to Barry
wow.
Manilow with me?
That's still a big ask.
I didn't have a defense ready right there, and I couldn't come up with. So I had. Okay. In my defense.
In your defense.
Yes.
I made it so that we got into town early.
To Vegas.
So that I could see the Beatles Love Show.
Oh.
I saw the Beatles Love Show.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
Was amazing.
It's so good.
Was amazing. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to come
do
out.
Not tell us.
I'm going to. Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, here it comes.
Do not say it was a good show.
Here it comes.
Do not say it.
Heat was a good show.
Now, you know what? I've heard many times from many different people. Barry puts on a hell of a show.
Dude.
We had a bumper sticker in the old studio.
Oh, yeah.
B-U-R-Y, Manilow. But he always puts on a good show. That's what I've always heard.
I mean, A, he's 80.
Right.
B,
right.
He's running around the stage like he's 70.
Really? So like us now.
No, man. He looks amazing. I don't know what formaldehyde treatment thing he's doing.
He's been treated.
Yeah, I will say his mouth does not open too wide.
Oh, is that right?
It's pretty tight.
Oh, really?
Wired shut, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. But he looks amazing. Come on. He writes the songs, right?
He does write the songs.
He is music.
He played every song he played, we know.
That's the amazing thing.
Yes, you know them all.
Because I've been to.
You've been to? I'm sorry.
What? A long time.
Really?
A long time.
No leg to stand on.
Every single song, you go, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I completely forgot. Yeah. You made the Chopin song be a Could This Be Magic?
But
that's
oh, right.
That's what I'm playing right this second.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm not. It looks like
and
we made
let
it.
Me also say this. What a collection of blazers has he.
Like, oh, really?
Dude. He's got the blue one, and they're all
perfect. That is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Perfect. Well, I'm sure it is, but don't stop me now. Dude, they're all perfectly tailored. They're just, he's amazing.
Did he do Copacabana?
What do you think?
Because,
of course.
When the Vegas
that's
crowd.
That's the closing number.
They must have lost their minds.
Everyone lost their minds. The confetti.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, how drunk were you?
Not enough. No.
Well, thank you for saying one of the weirdest things you've ever said.
Yes, that's
strange. I'll put the cherry on top
sure,
of this.
Sure, please do.
When we got back last night,
right,
we couldn't find the movie I wanted to see,
mm-hmm.
So I submitted and we watched Sense and Sensibility.
What is going on?
What's happening?
You turn into a very old gentleman.
Can I have my rocker card back?
No. Never, ever. What the?
I do fashion photography.
Come on. These are guys from the 80s that are making videos of themselves trying to get dates. And I guarantee 100% of all vaginas close immediately when they hear this.
I don't know. What I'm not looking for is some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food. And
Oh, my God.
Hi, my name's Mike. And if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Is that the first thing you want to say?
Right.
Don't you want to sucker him in with some sweet talk? I like being outdoors. Hey, if you're smoking, get out.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Wow.
This is a crazy-looking guy who is getting straight to it.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
And then perhaps I will carve you up and eat you.
Right.
I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile. Wait, it says here. Oh, excuse me.
It says here.
Hold on.
I wrote...
Excuse me, I'm reading.
Idiot.
Yeah. Have you ever taken those... pills that are supposed to help with the hangover?
Well, I was wondering what pill you were going
to
talk about.
Pills that are supposed to help with your hangover. You're supposed to take them before you go drinking.
Okay.
And then supposedly you feel better the next morning after you drink.
What are these pills called? I need them. I have not.
You've not heard of them.
No. I have a couple for the morning after that kind of help.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What if I were to tell you there's a miracle drink that promises to cut blood alcohol level in half.
Really?
In 30 minutes.
What? Really?
It's a real thing. It's called Safety Shot.
Safety Shot.
It's a new blood alcohol detox drink set to launch in December.
Why am I thinking that the list of side effects or possible side effects is as long as my arm?
I don't see any side effects in this story.
It might cause instant death.
That's
or exploding.
Very possible?
You may implode.
It's supposed to make hangovers a thing of the past.
Wow.
Not hard to believe.
How do we invest in this? If it works, I want to be on the ground floor.
Speaking of which, there's a huge market for this because of those pills that you're supposed to take, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
This drink is supposedly the best case scenario.
Right.
That it's supposed to actually work. It's the biggest disruption in the drink market to date.
Wow. Okay.
Its patented formula is said to slash a person's blood alcohol content in half in just 30 minutes.
How does
That's
that work?
Hard to imagine.
Yeah. What is it do?
It's created, thank you for asking, it's created using scientifically proven ingredients. It works by enhancing metabolic pathways that break down blood alcohol levels and creating a protective layer around the stomach to prevent residual alcohol absorption into the body.
So this you take before you start drinking?
It doesn't say that.
Oh, okay. So maybe the morning
after. You could take it during.
Yeah. Huh.
And then drink more.
Wait, when's it out? December what? I'm going to go line up at my store right now. I'm just going to park in front of whatever store is selling.
Here's the weird thing. They're selling them in 12-ounce cans when they end up selling them for $4.99 a can.
It's worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Four-pack for $19.99. And the drink will initially be available in pharmacies across the U.S.
Really?
That's
very interesting.
I'm not used to going to a pharmacy for drinks.
Nope.
That's bizarre. But, yeah, it's supposed to come out early December.
Well, fingers crossed.
Right?
That's terribly exciting.
It's called the safety shot.
The safety shot for you.